Happy Resurrection Sunday and welcome to the We Seal Genesis podcast. Today is a very special day, of course. Christians all around the world have celebrated the rise of the Messiah from the grips of death, and that's an amazing thing. It got me thinking, though, this Easter, I have been in and a lot of solitude and a lot of personal stuff. And for a while now, I find myself having a culture shock, observing the ways Christianity is done in Africa, especially in Ghana. And I love that my international lenses has given me a diverse view on different things. And of course, my goal is to bring these things together for my culture, for my people, to be able to do better and obviously live in the best way that Christ wants us to do. So I know Ghanaians love events. We are really a passionate people. We love to plan and celebrate. And that's one thing that everyone around the world who has a glimpse through social media, who has never been to Ghana or who has been to Ghana, can feel instantaneously. Now, in recent times, though, I feel that there has been more focus on events in the church while we're bringing our, you know, culture and shining, we're letting our traditions overtake a lot of things in our service as a body of Christ. And as I said, the focus on events in the church than the significance of what is actually being celebrated. So if we take, for example, the wedding culture, where marriage is an institution that, you know, put together in the Christian setting, it's become more of an event where the wedding is the pure focus. The funeral culture is another thing, and so many other things like naming ceremonies and all sorts of things. There are a lot of examples from the Bible that model Christ has left as a blueprint for his followers to obviously remain focused if we put our minds to it. On his first miracle in turning water into wine at a wedding, we find that the Messiah cautions his ceremonially worried mother that his time had not yet come. And I love that he always focused on the greater cause than an immediate worry to avoid any type of distraction. We can also see when he visits Mary and Martha's home and brings a ceremonially worried Martha to focus by telling her what was more important at the time, which was Christ. In everything that we do as Christians, as followers of Christ, as believers, it must always point to the fact that Christ is there. Now, for me this year in 2023, I metaphorically buried all my worries and all matters that don't serve me on Good Friday, which was literally just 2 days ago. Now, coincidentally, a very dear friend of mine passed away in 2022. So the loss has greatly influenced my focus on the true meaning of the death and resurrection of the Messiah and my constant focus going forward on how to be my best, you know, to celebrate this moment. So in a world where there is so much noise, and in the city of Accra, the capital of Ghana, where countless of billboards advertise which church has an Easter event or the best lineups, let's not focus on the importance of what we want to do at church, but what the Messiah mandated us to do versus, you know, just reciting our traditions annually. There's a lot to teach the new generation, and this new generation do not take things at face value like their parents or grandparents did. They ask questions, they speak up, and have a lot of choices. So if we desire to make an impact on the lives of this generation, then other parts that make up the body of the Messiah, we need to be more focused than dressing up in our favorite Easter clothing or attending church because of the event of Easter, to just to attend another annual event. So this is not basically, the new generation will not let you get away with this. because they will ask questions. And in Mark 7, we are reminded about the concept of tradition and worshiping with our lips, but our hearts are far away from the Messiah. And people that are non-Christians are looking at us. They're looking at the way we, you know, act in society, because as much as we claim that or see that a church is a building, we, the people, are actually the church. And the concept of neglecting the commandments of God and holding on firmly to traditions of men can really, really blind us and cause us to veer off our path and our focus on Christ. So we can go to church and celebrate, however, a reflection of pruning our hearts, loving our neighbor, cleansing our minds from greed, generational disagreements and hate within families, corruption, and relieving stress on the environment by the effects of plastic pollution can be a game changer in our reflections as partners of the Messiah's work on earth and as influential citizens in our community. Obviously, this can definitely be a game changer in our reflection as partners of the Messiah's work on earth and as influential citizens in our communities. Now, in Mark 13, just a few hours to his death, the Messiah touched on the importance of being guided by the Holy Spirit. And that's something that we can talk about another time in terms of the fruit of what the Holy Spirit does to us. But he also gives a brief illustration of the master leaving each of his servants in charge with a task and advising of their constant alertedness so that upon the master's return, they are not caught up asleep or unprepared. So the significance of the message of the Messiah in the things that he did prior to his death, in washing of the feet of his disciples and dining with them before his departure to his purpose, must be a guide in service we Christians, we believers, we the followers of Christ adopt to keep going until his promise of return. And when he does return, we all will be held accountable of how we used his word to live. Thank you so much for this episode. I know it was a brief one, and get ready for part two of Getting Into Spaces, which is what I have named this theme of having a conversation around our purpose and our actions as Christians and how we can influence society.